Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Nerd New York. You know, the show where we talk about comic books, movies, pro wrestling, technology, anime, all that good stuff. Yeah, I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin, and I'm happy for his return, Mr. Satish Ram.
I like how return make it seem like I've been gone a long while. It's been one show.
It's been a week.
It's been one show.
1 week.
Yeah, but when you do one show a week, like one show a week, it's a long time.
Now you make me feel bad about missing my once a week classes.
No, it's okay, because you're sick.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here. I'm pretty alive. And lots of good stuff to talk about this week.
There is a lot of good stuff to talk about. And of course, my friend, he was formerly known as the bodyguard, but now he's Daniel Lashley.
Yep, pretty much. I am pretty much getting a new nickname every week.
Well, you're no longer the bodyguard.
Yeah. I caught on to hearing that our Daniel was the subject of some damn Daniel stuff.
Yes. Apparently, there's a Snapchat around.
Yeah, there's a Snapchat that went around. I got it.
Explain because we all know.
I'm just glad that I'm still on the up and up. That I was like, I received one of those about our Daniel. I was like, you know, people still care enough about me to involve me in this Daniel scenario.
This thing has gone too far.
Whatever, man. It was fun.
You think it's gone too far?
Like, I know that.
Yeah. He got a lifetime supply of Vans.
While his friend who created the Snap got a freaking surfboard. I felt so bad for him because he's like he kind of made the thing happen. So just for him, just to get a stupid surfboard.
Meanwhile, Daniel gets a lifetime supply of Vans. He got rewarded for wearing Vans. Yeah. Like, you know, it's almost.
It's good publicity.
Is Solo going to hook you up a cream soda?
I wish.
Do you know how happy
I would be if I got Trinidad and cream soda for the rest of my life?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I mean that. But no, I mean, on topic, though.
Let's start it off, man. 20th anniversary of Pokemon, okay?
Right.
This was one of the first Japanese things that kind of took off in America, and it was a big craze, and it consumes everyone's life still to this day.
I remember getting the Pokemon Edition Game Boy Color.
Yes, the Pikachu one, correct?
There's the Pikachu one.
Wow. Yeah.
And I still have the bag.
Daniel is playing Pokemon Fire Red on his phone. He got an emulator. And right now, they re-released Red, Blue, and Yellow for the 3DS. So you can pick that up on the Nintendo store.
$10, which is a good deal. When I get a new job, I will probably get one.
Yeah, I mean, two things involved right there, right off that. First off, there was also the announcement of Sun and Moon.
I was going to get to that.
Did you know, and this is now, speaking of what you did mention, I'm very happy, they left in a lot of the old glitches.
They did.
Someone blitzed through Red and triggered the missing no glitch, and it worked.
Wow, that is great.
So they left that in, and I'm kind of happy because this is almost the first time in the world I can sit there and happily say, thank you for leaving in the problems.
Yeah.
Because that was a nostalgia glitch.
Yeah,
just nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. I remember I got the yellow version. My brother had the blue version, and he was kind of upset that I got the yellow version. I get to play as Pikachu because Pikachu, we all know, like, it's a rare Pokemon to capture in Pokemon, except for X, because X, you could catch him really quick. But Pikachu has always been that rare Pokemon that we always wanted, but somehow we just never got.
Like, you have to, like, the thing about Pikachu, I used to search all throughout the Viridian Forest because that's the only place I knew where you could get a Pikachu.
Right.
And then I'm like, on my emulator, like, I'm like, I can't find a Pikachu. On the last blade of grass, on the last bush, Pikachu.
Yes. And you captured Pikachu.
Yes, I captured the Pikachu.
Nice. My big memory from Viridian Forest is actually, and I don't know if you ever got this glitch, but the level 9 Pidgeotto.
No.
You can find a wild Pidgeotto in the early games in the Viridian Forest due to a coding error.
Nice.
And I caught it, and I was very confused because as I got older, I realized, wait a minute. I mean, it was one thing where...
Why is there a level 9 Pidgeotto?
Yeah, because it's usually like level 2s, level 3s, level 5 if you're lucky.
And in Gen 2... In Gen 2,
which
I know
is gold,
that, yeah.
Gold,
yeah,
silver, gold, silver, and crystal.
Faulkner, the first gym leader, does have a low-leveled Pidgeotto. Mm-hmm. But there's a coding glitch in one of the original games that allows you to catch one very rarely. Mm-hmm. But very odd.
Yeah. I was going to say, since you brought up the second generation, Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal is probably the best sequel ever to a Pokemon game. Let me explain why, because A, they introduced new things to the Pokemon franchise. Like, you got a phone, you got a rival.
We already had rivals.
No. This rival is cooler. What else?
The Jets' arrival, I think, yeah, has I have a lot of love for him because of the fact that he was such a mean person.
Yes.
Yes.
Until the end. But even then,
like,
he
like
was...
The first person, I nicknamed him something I can't say on air. Okay. But the first person, like, oh, we'll just call him Blue.
Okay.
Blue is more of a jerk. Like, he's like a confident jerk.
Uh-huh.
And then, but the Gen 2 one is just a straight up criminal.
Yeah, and then what I was gonna say, after you like you beat the game, you get to face Red from yes. the first Pokemon. So that's the best sequel already.
Yeah, Gen 2 I think for me is always gonna be my favorite one. Mm-hmm. And it's not only shown in just like it's not like this minority thing yeah. where right now HeartGold and SoulSilver mm-hmm. they still sell for like $50 to $70
yeah.
used because uh-huh. people value those remakes yeah. so much
because they added more in it and mm-hmm. once you beat the game you like there was more you had to do like it wasn't over like you can't just catch them all and that's it no there was more for you to do
yeah I mean 16 badges you've mm-hmm. got the and yeah. it was a direct sequel compared to like you know.
Yeah, it's a true sequel.
Yeah, where we literally went back into the old area yeah. from the first game. So that was a really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the remake, you know, SoulSilver is probably my favorite Pokemon game. Yes, I don't think that's definitely. Ever going to get knocked off the pedestal.
Let
me
see. I stopped. Oh, sorry, Daniel. Go on.
My personal favorite Pokemon game was Pokemon Crystal.
Yeah, which is same.
Yeah, the same logic, right? Gen 2, but you like Crystal was a big thing.
Just more
moving sprites.
Yeah.
And then like the alternate story with the Suicune stuff going exactly. on. Crystal was a really spectacular game. Yes. I never had Crystal. I played it when I was older, but right. like I never owned it at the time.
Right.
Because up till a year ago, I never actually beat a Pokemon game.
Wow. Really?
In what sense though? What do you mean by beat?
How do you define beat?
I've never actually beaten the Elite Four.
Wow.
Up to last year.
You've
never beaten the Elite Four in
Because I've either lost the cartridge, because I lost my gold cartridge in Canada.
Uh-huh.
I lost my.
That's a whole other story within itself, but go on.
Right.
I lost my gold cartridge in Canada. Yeah. I lost my. I gave my Pokemon Crystal to one of my best friends, and then he went somewhere.
Let's say Canada. I'm going to keep this theme going.
Let's go. Let's say we went to Canada.
Okay.
And then I had Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, which was stolen by my uncle.
Okay.
Who went to Canada?
Wait, who? Why would he steal your Ruby and Sapphire?
Because he loves Pokemon.
He wanted to fence them in Canada.
The last Pokemon I did have before I got X was Ruby.
Yeah. And I actually finished Pokemon. That's the Pokemon I actually finished.
Finally.
Yes.
Third gen.
Okay. Good job.
Emerald was spectacular, by the way.
Okay.
The Battle Frontier mm-hmm. being like made into a game was really, really yeah. good. Because yes. it was difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, you could use cheating devices and still struggle with the...
Right.
Some of the stuff in the Battle Frontier.
That is true.
Because it required a deeper knowledge of Pokemon exactly. to do some of what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I actually never played Emerald. The Battle Frontier,
It was spectacular, man. I thought it was probably my favorite like little add-on addition type right. thing in terms of these games was the Battle Frontier.
You know, and I'm excited to see what they do with Sun and Moon. Because Sun and Moon is supposed to be expected for holiday 2016. So we don't know. I'm guessing that's going to be around Christmas time. It can be towards Thanksgiving as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what they have in store. We've already seen some of the designs in it and stuff. And it looks really cool.
I'm thinking they're going way back to the origins of this. Like they're going to be real Japanese about it.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Why do you say that?
The last gen
X and Y.
Yeah.
That was France. The gen before that, Black and White, that was New York. That was like New York and
yes,
New York City.
Yes, okay. American. Yeah.
And I think they're and Yokai Watch, that whole new thing they have yes. over mm-hmm. there,
yeah.
that's killing in Japan. So I think Pokemon.
That's an interesting perspective.
They're going to go back
so
to their
So you think
roots.
It's going to be. Okay, because I was really confused when you said they're going to be really Japanese about
yeah,
it.
Because
I was like, wait, were they not Japanese?
Yeah, exactly.
But honestly,
are these not
talking
game developers?
Setting wise,
yeah,
you think it's going to be a Japanese
setting. Setting wise, they're going to go back to their own thing.
Okay.
That's an. Actually, so. Now that that was explained,
yeah, that's a good observation.
I think that's an interesting thought. Yeah, no, I do.
I would just like to say I find it really weird that there was no Pokemon Z. I thought that was going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird because there is the Z Pokemon in the game.
So yeah, and then they came out with the new Zygarde, like the new alternate forms
right.
were going on. So I thought that was the prelude to Z.
Yeah, me too.
I'm interested in the release of Sun and Moon in that sense mm-hmm. because I feel like. it's a big thing for them.
Yeah.
For them to completely forego Z.
Right.
Which, even if Z was complete trash, mm-hmm. would have made them money.
Yeah, on this, you know, of course. Like,
based it's on Pokemon. The way the fan base is right yeah. now, a lot of us are collectors. A lot of, you know, Z was going to make them money.
Of course.
So they foregoed instant money in Z
yeah.
to work on Sun and Moon. So I like to think that Sun and Moon is going to be a big project for them.
I think so. So yeah, that's about it for Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so hyped for this.
Unless you want me to run down my Pokemon list. Right
no,
now.
No, no,
I'm,
cool.
but I'm getting yellow. I'm gonna get yellow on a 3DS very soon because
me too.
It's a feeling that I'd like to just get back.
Same here, man. So and for the rest of the show, we're just gonna talk about television. First up, Iron Fist has been announced finally.
Oh boy!
And yes. The actor is Mr. I think Finn Jones. That's correct. Yes. Finn okay. Jones, actor mm-hmm. from Game of Thrones. Role as Loras Tyrell. I think, sure. Okay. Why not? I'm not mad at it.
Look, I'm not mad at anything.
I'm not mad.
Look.
I know Marvel writers aren't mad that he was announced as Iron Fist, but I'm not
why
not? Mad
why,
at
why
it.
Would he, why would you be mad? I mean, like, he does fit the bill of it as an Iron Fist, but I'm like, I actually wanted Ryan Gosling to be Iron Fist.
Why Ryan Gosling?
I don't know. I feel like he would just...
He has that Iron Fist look to you?
Like, well, Iron Fist...
Iron Fist look. Wow.
No, that's why I'm laughing. Yeah, like, no, the last never. Conversation I had about look, I had a conversation earlier in the week about who should play Cable for the new Deadpool thing. But Iron Fist, interesting. Ryan Gosling.
Why, yeah. Why Ryan Gosling?
I don't know. I could actually look at him and buy him as a guy who knows Kung Fu.
Do you really think they're going to ship Ryan Gosling off straight to Netflix, though? Just think about that really quick.
Shoot. Hey.
Fuller House came out on Netflix.
I know. I'm not watching it.
I heard it was
like, if I do watch Fuller it, House, I'm not going to admit to it.
They threw so much shade at the Olsen
That's
twins.
What I kept hearing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, apparently, I haven't seen it, but I know what happens. But because everyone on Twitter just wouldn't okay. shut up about it. So it was along the lines of, oh, Michelle hasn't been here in a while ever since she's been in New York running her own fashion empire.
And they all just looked to the camera.
So it's like, wink, wink, you get it. Huh. Mary-Kate and Ashley. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm just laughing. I don't know much about the success of the show, right? Mm-hmm. But I do know that was considered kind of a big publicity thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I think they could bring Ryan Gosling. I don't think he would be like, I'm not really clamoring for him to be Iron Fist,
right?
But I do think like everyone is getting to this point where they can be on a Netflix show because uh-huh. these Netflix shows are picking yeah, up some
exactly.
steam,
and
you know?
Of course, you know, the ultimate goal is
to take over TV.
No, I'm talking about Iron Fist, Luke Cage, no, Daredevil, Jessica Jones,
the Defenders.
The Defenders. Right. There you
I got a good laugh though Dang. Because you're like, you know, the ultimate goal, and he's like to take over the world. I'm like, we got to Pinky and the Brain in about 30 seconds. You know what the goal is?
To take over
to
the
take
brain.
Over the world. Like, take over the world, Gio. It's
like what? No.
Like what? Like
wrong cape. No, wrong
okay.
network.
And plus, what person wouldn't want to be a part of the Marvel brand right about now?
Hey, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right, man. I think Iron Fist, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be good. It's going to be shot in New York, of course.
And out of all four of the people who are for the Defenders,
yes,
he has the weirdest other four of them. He has the weirdest origin.
All right, run it down for me. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, so Danny Rand and his when he's young, he goes with his father on a trip to Tibet,
uh-huh.
to the mountain. All of a sudden, his father's business partner kills his father. His mother is eaten by wolves.
Mm-hmm.
They take him in to this ancient village of Kunlun.
Right.
They teach him the ways of Kung Fu. They tell him when he's like what 21, 60, and he's in his years. He's young, but they tell him that there is a dragon. If you defeat it, you will gain the powers of the Iron Fist. So he goes in, fights the dragon, puts it in a chokehold, chokes the dragon out, has a sick tattoo burned into his chest.
Yep.
And then goes to a pot. Inside the pot is the dragon's heart. He punches the dragon's heart and gets the power of the Iron Fist.
Thank you for that, Daniel. There's a lot of controversy about this casting too, because they felt like, hey, this could be like your first ever like Asian superhero almost.
What? No, I don't. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not bugged by this. Why?
Well, that's how just some people feel. Like she should be Asian instead.
I don't know, man.
Because they're gonna
follow the
it.
Origin from the comics, and I'm kind of a stickler to that. But
okay, that's
so you're okay with, because you're obviously more of a fan of this than I am. So
yeah,
you're into.
Yeah, you
are. Are you okay with the actor not being
Asian?
Is Finn Jones is
a white guy?
That's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah. White guy, okay. Blonde hair. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay. I just want to get your opinion on it because, yeah, I can understand why. Yeah. There are a lot of comic book sticklers out there who feel like, you know, like...
Stick strictly to the book.
Yeah, like if this character is this, they should be this, or...
I'm not a comic book stickler, I'll be honest with you. As long as the story's good and the characters are done well and it's done just, I'm cool with it. I don't care who plays
with
it.
But there's sometimes that doesn't even cut. Dragon Ball Evolution... being one of those.
Hey, how did you manage that? How did you get that here?
Did you not listen? Did like, you not like listen to what I just
have,
said?
Did we have a podcast said. Where we like condemned it and said
exactly.
Let's not
I said,
talk about that?
I said if the story is good, right, yes. And it stuck to the comic books well, okay, you didn't have to be a stickler and pick every single thing from the comic book. If it's coherent, then it's good.
Okay,
and it's not.
What?
Tell
me how you got to Dragon Ball Evolution.
Sorry, I was thinking of bad.
The opposite of good.
Like, because there's things where it doesn't. I said there's things where it doesn't work out.
That's okay. Let's just move on because. Let's talk about something that is good, okay?
Yes.
And something I was really shocked in hearing. Legends of the Hidden Temple. Yes, that Nickelodeon game show is going to have a live-action movie on Nickelodeon. Yes. Yes.
That's good for them.
That is awesome. No. I need to go on this for a couple. Legends of the Hidden Temple, for those of you who don't know, was a cool game show starring Kirk Fogg and then the big Olmec rock known as Olmec, okay? And he was cool and he did like a lot of rock puns and there was like seven teams. There's like the Silver Surfers and the Red Jaguars and the Blue Barracudas and the Purple Parrots and the Green Monkeys. And like they taught history to these children, like the legends of the legend of Sacagawea and stuff. And then they'd have like this ancient relic that they have to find within the temple, right? And then they do different games that related to the story, which made them go one step closer to Olmec's temple. And then once they went to the temple, they're supposed to get the relic, but you have to watch out for the scary temple guards that always scare the crap out of people and go ooga ooga ooga. And yeah, no one ever really got the relic except for like 5 times. But yeah, I'm excited for that. Let's go.
So I didn't have a childhood. I need you to, like, was this around when I was a kid?
Yes. In the 90s.
In the 90s. Okay. So this was the
90s. I didn't watch, like, the live action stuff on Nickelodeon. Like, except for, like, Guts and stuff.
Oh, you watched Guts, but you watched Legend of the Hidden Temple.
I remember of these things.
I remember of. I do remember Legend.
So this was the mid 90s.
Yeah.
And it was a game show and
mid to late 90s.
And they're
awesome.
Bringing and what are they doing now?
They're making it a live action TV. So of course it's not going to be like a game show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be they're still going to have the concept of like different teams.
Okay.
And they're going to have Olmec and everything, and basically I think what it was is that they're going to find an ancient relic that's supposed to revive this man that's dying or something like that. So yeah,
so that's
I'm cool with that. And it's supposed to be airing next year along with Hey Arnold. Let's go. Bang, bang. Shouts out to Nickelodeon. See, but no, it's kind of sad too. You know why? Because like they're relying on all these 90s nostalgic shows to get cool ratings and to get us, the people, to watch their shows again. And it's terrible because you know why? You got whack shows like that stupid superhero show, and you got all
which one?
I don't know, but there's a superhero show, the Thornburns or something. The Thundermen, the Thundermans. Yeah, wax shows like the Thundermans on
and Henry Danger,
whatever that is. Yeah, and you got that, and you expect kids to watch that. Why are we gonna watch that?
I'm just laughing because this is coming straight off a rant where 5 minutes ago you like you basically put Nickelodeon on a pedestal, like thank you Nickelodeon, you the best, and then you went immediately.
Yeah, but that's
like
what happens. That's what happens when you bring back the splat and all that, because you know we gonna watch that. We're not gonna watch the Thundermans.
You're a caricature of like a TV fan that people make fun of all the time.
Yes.
Within 5 minutes, you contradicted yourself on two direct.
I'm Kanye,
sizes.
Okay. Kanye right now.
But then you'd be $53 million in debt, apparently.
Man,
so,
whatever.
I don't know, man.
Whatever. That's all I have to say about it.
You went to you went left and right within the same 5 minute span, man.
Listen, man, I love Nickelodeon, man. I grew up with Nickelodeon, so it hurts me to have them have crap like the Thundermans. Okay, why are you gonna have something like the Thundermans and you were responsible for Kian and Kel, all that, the Rugrats, Wild Thornberries, Assault by Ginger, Angry Beavers. I could keep going and going forever, but you get the point. How do we get from this to that? Okay. Disney's making an effort again. You got Girl Meets World. Gravity Falls ended. You got Star Wars Rebels. You got all the Marvel. You have all the Marvel cartoons. You have Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb ended.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, they had cool stuff, okay? And the one show that you guys had, you had Victorious, and then you screwed it up. You messed it up.
You liked Victorious?
I liked Victorious, man. I ain't gonna lie. I liked it. It was cool.
Okay. I liked iCarly.
Nah, I ain't rock with iCarly. I rock with iCarly.
I liked iCarly.
I hated that show so much.
But let's be honest, we all love Drake and Josh.
Of course. But yeah, that's all I had to say. Do you guys want to say anything else about that subject?
I said my piece.
Okay. We said our pieces.
Okay. All right, man. So let's just get into Monday Night Raw, dog. Let's just do it, okay? Let's just do it.
This
is the first Monday Night Raw I've seen since the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, it should have been
31.
I had to be honest. It was going to be a letdown for you because last week was such a big thing.
Yeah.
That this week was Aftermath week, and there was no way it was going to be actually that fun.
So let's see. How do we get started? We get started Monday Night Raw like we always did, you know.
Triple H coming out.
The Authority, Triple H, is out, and he's like, yeah, this is what happens when you don't expect, when you don't respect authority. I'm the game.
And then
the champion.
And then Dean comes out.
I mean, on a serious note, right?
Yeah.
It led to a match at what is this network event.
At least to that?
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden?
No, it's in Toronto. I got an email this morning. It's like Roadblock or something like that.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, WWE Roadblock or something of that nature. Okay. Forgive me if I'm getting that wrong. It's a live event in Toronto.
Okay.
In about a week and a half.
Okay.
And the main event is going to be Dean and Triple H for the title.
Okay.
So it feels like this was, you know, they needed a main event for the event.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized people were really into Dean right now and not into Roman. So they're trying to make Dean be here to make Triple H look like a heel. In my opinion, you put H against Roman Reigns right now, people don't like Roman Reigns.
Exactly.
H comes out like a babyface. You saw this last week, right?
Yeah, I heard about it last week.
So the only way to make him a heel right now is to put him against the top babyface, which is Dean Ambrose. So what I think they're trying to do is to use Dean Ambrose to like transition some heel heat towards
Triple H
before he goes on to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Think that's going to work?
No. Because I think people it's not like the heel heat's not you can't transfer it. They hate him in the moment because he's beating up Dean.
Right.
But they cheered him when he was fighting Roman.
Right.
Yes. So it doesn't work. Like, the second he goes back to fighting Roman, they're going to be like, wait, no, we still want you to beat up Roman.
But I don't know why they want to beat up Roman. I'm like...
Because I feel like he's not the guy that they want to see on top, you know?
It's funny, because it's their own fault. Exactly. WWE. Like, if they had...
Like, I saw The Miz beat Dolph Ziggler, and I was like,
wasn't fun.
I was like...
You did see AJ Styles.
I did see AJ Styles.
And WWE, you know, I mean...
Like, that's cool.
I like the whole thing with the...
He should be champion already. No, I'm joking.
Of what?
I'm joking.
Like, I thought they were going to... Because the thing with AJ Styles, I thought they were going to do him versus Kevin Owens at WrestleMania.
Yeah, original thoughts we heard was going to be Styles and Owens, Brock and Bray.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it would have
Undertaker and Strowman or Cena.
It was going to be Undertaker and Strowman, and all these got thrown out the window.
Good.
What's going to happen to Bray? Because Bray,
we don't know what's up with Bray.
I don't know.
We don't know what's up with Owens.
Bray said he has a plan to save the world.
Yeah, I was like, ugh.
I don't know what's up. I feel bad because like Bray's probably the best promo on the roster in terms of like.
And he's wasted. And he's got such ridiculous skill in the ring.
No, he's great. And I feel bad because I don't know what he's doing in WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Kevin Owens is doing in WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that Brock and Ambrose are doing their thing.
Street fight.
Which
street
should
fight,
be probably
no
a
holds
match.
Barred match. Which should just be
and
a street fight.
We have, I mean, next week Shane's coming back. So we should have some kind of interesting promo there.
Dude. Oh, have you listened to the show last week?
Yeah.
Of how confused I was. Like, okay, I'm happy you're back, Shane McMahon. But like, huh?
It took me a while, and I think it was funny because my colleague and I, Matt, podcast about a couple days after because I was recovering from sickness.
Right.
And I laughed because the night of, I thought it was some kind of fever dream.
Right.
Because because
you were sick.
I was really
sick.
Confused, man. Yeah. I was like, this doesn't, and I was really excited about it, though. I remember Daniel texted me, like, are you watching? I'm like, I am. This is ridiculous.
This is weird. And the thing is, like,
Shane showed up.
Exactly. And he's like, you're facing The Undertaker, Hell in a Cell, at WrestleMania. Yeah, like, and if you win, you get control of Raw. I'm like, wait, whoa,
objectively thinking about it, right? Doesn't it sound like something like Fevered Me would have thought up?
Yeah.
Right? Like, why it's so.
Like, hey, guys, what if, like, Shane McMahon just came back
and
out of nowhere?
Undertaker,
when he came back last night, was like, you woke me up for this.
Exactly.
Seriously.
I was texting Satish. I was like, we literally saw The Undertaker for 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
No,
and he walked
off,
and I'm like, that's it. I'm done with the show.
It's terrible. I mean, I didn't want to make the generic joke, but, like, his entrance was longer than his lines.
That was actually true.
Once I saw The Undertaker, I was playing Pokemon last night, and I'm like, I heard dong. Okay, gotta put this down.
Exactly.
No, but if you blinked, you missed the line. Like, he comes in. Like the blood of, you know what happens. The blood of your son is on your hands.
And then he just leaves.
And
I'm
like,
really?
Man. I wanted more.
Exactly.
I guess because maybe next week they'll have, I don't know what they're going to do though, because like, Taker's obviously healthy enough to come out.
Of course.
So
yeah,
is he going to confront Shane next week? Like, he does look well. I will admit to that.
Yes.
He looks pretty good.
Yes.
And good for him.
Yeah.
Because if this is going to be one of his last two matches, it's so good because I feel for the man's body.
Right.
I don't know what they're going to do next week because
Shane
is a fun promo against the Authority.
Absolutely.
Shane and the Undertaker, it would be a very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Shane did promos with Kane, but he's.
I know, but like it was so long ago. You know?
Exactly. And Daniel was saying that like, oh, Shane is on this. I'm like, yo, it's 2016 now. Shane did that in 2001, 2003, 2005, okay? It's a different year, man.
And Shane can work. I honestly believe in Shane's ability to like do ridiculous things.
Of course,
there's a lot of rumors that he might jump off like the Jumbotron. Which is ridiculous.
No, not the Jumbotron. No,
so put this perspective,
it's
in Dallas.
Stadium,
it's like it's 50 feet in the air, I think, and I think the cell goes 25.
Mm-hmm.
So like logistically, it doesn't work right now, and I'm happy because. Like, I don't want Shane to die.
Like, if he jumps,
I know he's probably going to jump off the cell.
If he jumps off of it, he's going to go through the cell. And like, if he jumps off the Jumbotron, he would go through the cell and hit the floor.
That's probably what he's thinking. That's the problem.
Yeah. He's like 46.
He's 46.
Six. No. I don't want to see that. Because, like, I still feel responsible a little bit for Daniel Bryan.
That's what I mean. Like, here we are, right? We're older.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, I can look back and think, man, Shane, you wild man. You know? Like, you were wild when we were younger. And I let it go because I was a kid and I didn't realize that this was gladiator warfare.
Exactly. I don't want him to do that.
He's 46 now. Shane has kids.
Exactly. Undertaker is, like, 50. No! I don't want to see this match.
And he has a new kid.
Exactly.
I know that Shane would do it.
I know he would do it.
And that's why I'm
just
scared.
For us too. I don't be like, whoa.
You're so selfless. Don't do it.
No,
please.
But I don't, like, because Shane is the boss's son who you have to love because the man never had to do a thing.
That is true.
And he put his body on the line
in
ways that some people who have to do this for a living, don't do.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, people are wondering, like, why do you like Shane McMahon? That, because the man had it made on top of it being made. Like, his life was set.
Yeah.
He never had to wrestle a match ever. And this is a guy who actively wrestled multiple heavy, tall, physical matches.
And they were awesome.
Jumped off of stuff.
Jumped off a 30-foot steel thing.
Got hit off one by Steve Blackman.
My favorite story is one with Kurt Angle. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Yeah, where,
oh, he got, oh, yeah.
And
suplexed.
Kurt Angle
suplexed
got interviewed years later, and he's... apparently, Shane was yelling at him, like, no, do it again. And Kurt was like, because it didn't break,
right?
And Kurt was like, I'm sitting here in this moment, like, this is my boss. This is my boss. My boss
telling
is saying,
me
please,
to put me
drive my head through the glass again.
Like, you have the
like,
best.
Like, how do you respond
I
to
think
that?
You have
he had to do it.
You're the best.
You're fired.
I have the best job in the world.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think, like, I'd have the best job in the world. You know why? Because, like, Shane's a nice guy. I don't want to do that.
Good point.
A nice guy.
I'm like,
if it was John Cena, of course, sure. Why not?
But sure.
It's Shane McMahon. No. No.
And on that note,
this is the end of Nerd New York. Would you guys like to say anything else before we depart?
keep playing Pokemon. Train forever.
Okay.
Train forever. You're the trailer video for Sun and Moon.
Wait, can you do that, please? Just do it in your, like...
Do it in the voice.
Yes.
Train forever.
Satesh, do you want to say anything?
I'm not backing that up. I'm not, like, following that up.
I'll follow up by saying thank you guys for tuning in to Nerd New York. Please don't forget to like us and follow us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on the iTunes and the Stitcher Radio and all that good stuff. And we will see you next week. Later.
Peace out.
Peace.
My name is Bio Fiammi, New York City guitarist and president of the York College Music Club, and you are listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.